All right, how much fecal matter is in your water bottle?
Hopefully none.
Hopefully none.
Now that you mention it, I don't want to tell you about, but I've been carrying my water bottle because I like to keep it at body temperature. Right. So.
Channel 3's I-Team did a report, and it is not good.
Hi. My name's Cassidy. We're with Channel 3.
We went on a hunt at Quinnipiac Student Center.
You look nervous.
Honestly, I am. We were looking for students with reusable water bottles.
It's like my emotional support water bottle.
We wanted to test to see what's
punch
inside.
Punch that person right in the head.
Yes, you do.
Here's your emotional support water bottle to the side of the head. Here. Like if you need... All right, never mind. I'm in a bad mood. I know she was joking.
Right. No. I'm kidding. She's not joking.
She's not.
It's a thing with this generation.
An emotional support water bottle.
Amanda has an entire cabinet full of them. Different colors, different moods. She'll grab a specific one on a specific day.
It's an orange
day today. This one's only for coffee. This one's only for water. This one she'll have alcoholic drinks out of. It's a whole thing.
Chaz trying to open the window.
I'm like, I re-signed for 3 years. I should have just went off into the sunset.
You had the chance.
In this world now, like where people, like this is what they want.
Who's going to protect the bad people from coming over the borders?
Not the water bottle people.
No.
Not the water bottle
Unless
people.
You make them lick the water bottle.
No! Not the water bottle!
They're all attacking. Take their water bottles.
They're going to get in a fetal position.
They won't know what to do. I was going to go kick their butts, but then they took my water bottle.
And now I don't know what to do.
You must lick the water bottles.
Here's your weapon. Here's your water bottle. Here's your binky.
No, there are times it's like a collection around her. And it's like the black one is for coffee. The green one is for juice. It's like, what is going on?
Unlike most people, though, she's had quite a trip in life.
Yes, she's had. Okay. Yes.
Like you can make like whatever excuse you want. It's too many bottles, Jazz. It's too many bottles.
He's married to her. He can say what he wants now. Look, he's waited this whole life for this moment. He's like, I'm taking her out right now. I don't care.
No, you thought she was making a joke. I'm telling you she's not, though. When she says emotional support water bottle, there are people, they cannot leave the house if they don't have that specific water bottle with them.
Yeah. Okay,
I'm telling you they exist.
See, to me, this is where the story stops. Like, fecal matter on the bottle. Now I want fecal matter on your box.
I think they're supporting a lot more than emotions with that water bottle. If you have fecal matter.
Do you carry anything around that's emotional support?
No.
Maybe that's why we're so screwed up. Right. I don't know.
Protection, yes. Moral support, no.
How about that room in there? Turn the monkey cage on.
Ruth?
Yes. Hello.
Do you have, is that emotional support or is it a water bottle?
It's a water bottle.
Okay.
It's just
a
drink.
I wouldn't call it my emotional.
All right, what about you? Intern, what's your name?
Mira.
On the wall.
I've got stickers all over my water bottle. If I lost this, I think I would cry.
Oh, there she is.
There you go.
Found her.
It's me.
Oh, God. She's who we were talking about.
This story.
Whatever.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay. Turning that room off now.
Right, now, there are some concerts that they sell the reusable water bottle that you can refill over and over again because they don't want you bringing outside stuff in. So it's like, hey, come in, buy our water bottle, and then you can refill it for free as many times as you want. And there's like 15 of those from going to different shows, and like each one has, I remember this one. It's like,
plus, the water bottles are killing the sea turtles now, too. So, you know, I'm going to make sure.
Water bottle's bad.
One water bottle.
I see a sea turtle on the beach crying. What's the matter? I lost my water bottle. I was swimming along the Antarctic and I lost my bottle.
Where'd it go?
There's only one bottle I care about on the weekend.
Yes.
And it's not water.
It's got agave in there.
It says Patron on it.
That's right. Wow. All right. So, this fecal matter in the water bottle.
Yes. Let's learn more about this.
Yeah.
It's like my emotional support water bottle.
We wanted to test to see what's inside.
All right, take off the whole thing for me.
We swabbed both the inside.
And then we have to do the straw part, too.
And wherever you put your mouth.
Well, I know it's gross because I don't really wash it, but I only put water in it.
Oh, you might find some stuff in there. Yeah, I feel like it's pretty gross because, like, when you're living on a college campus, you don't get to wash things that often.
We collected samples.
Why not? Is there a shortage of water on college campus? Now, this could be the new news story. There's a shortage of water on college campuses across America.
There's a thing called a sink.
It's a sink!
Wait, if her water bottle's that dirty, imagine what her boyfriend is encountering. let's just think about this for a minute.
Other fecal matter.
We don't get to wash other things.
Yummy.
I don't often go into the shower with my water bottle, though, Dave.
Yeah, well, maybe you should. You know what I mean?
It's emotional support.
We're going to Netflix and not.
let's... get to the point where they start figuring out how much fecal matter is on these water bottles.
We collected samples from 30 different water bottles. Then the swabs went over to the lab at Quinnipiac's Buckman Center. The microbiology laboratory manager, Donna Sue Gresser, led her students through the testing process. Each swab was tested two different ways. A recent study from waterfilterguru.com found on average a reusable water bottle had 40,000 times the bacteria of a toilet seat. Mm. We wanted to know what our test would find.
Okay, that's enough.
Do we need 40, more information? I'm hoping it's different bacteria. It's not the same bacteria.
Wow. That means your dog's healthier than you are.
My water bottle is more saltier than my margarita rim.
That's that salt.
It sounds like better to lick the toilet than to drink out of someone's water bottle.
Again, yes. I think different bacteria. Even though there's less of it, I think it's more harmful.
40,000 times. Oh my That's God. A lot of little bacteriae running around in
there. When you scratch your ass. And
well, the whole story, the headline of the story is iTeam study finds fecal matter on 30% of water bottles.
And who's fecal matter? How did it get there?
We wanted to know what our test would find. We came back 6 days later to see what was growing.
They all grew bacteria. They all grew quite a bit.
Medical microbiology major Matthew Pinsley analyzed the results. He says all the swabs grew bacteria, which isn't surprising considering how much bacteria is in your mouth. But it wasn't just mouth bacteria that they found.
This one usually inhabits soil. So that could mean that soil's, you know, dirt is getting on our bottles.
Pinsley created this
Gee,
graph
thanks.
To show.
This is why I get the big bucks. This is why you.
But soil is like worm fecal matter. So is it human fecal matter or just generic fecal matter?
We haven't gotten there yet.
Okay. Yep. Oh, we're on the way.
Pinsley created this graph to show the types of bacteria found on the bottles. There was bacteria from the throat, soil, water, and other places that could not be categorized. And notice that big yellow slice? That's fecal matter.
This is E. coli.
Around 30% of the swabs had fecal matter.
I think it is indicative of how sanitary we are, that we are finding bacteria that is in our stool on our water bottles.
Gah. Ugh. Gah.
I love stool in fecal matter. It just sounds so fancy, doesn't it? It sounds like...
So that sounds like they're going to the bathroom, doing their business, and then filling their water bottle at that sink.
Not washing their hands.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Or using the water bottle to wipe with.
Right.
I'm out of paper. Hey, there's a nice little rim on this thing
here. This straw really reaches.
Phil came in and suggested we have an intervention.
A bottle intervention.
A water bottle intervention.
It's time we face this head on.
Phil?
Well, I mentioned my wife, Amanda, has a lot of water bottles, so I'm noticing people that have them. And I hate to say this. I hate to call this person out. They're very nice.
Uh-oh. But it's because you love them.
It is.
Right.
I want them to be healthy.
Right.
Ruth, your water bottle is very often in a gross state.
Right before you said that, you had to see her face.
I can see very often lipstick all over it. I don't know how old those lipstick marks are. I'm hoping they're from the day.
As the last owner.
And by the way,
it's clear the bottles are also pretty old. Like you've used them a lot.
There's nothing wrong with them. They don't leak. Why would I need to?
Would you submit to testing right now? That wasn't an immediate yes, so I don't feel like...
I'm afraid. I'm afraid.
We're
afraid.
We're
okay,
we're
that's,
afraid too.
That's why I'm bringing this up.
Wait, like an intervention, you need to all say what's going to happen if you don't submit to this. You will not be
People
part of
get
our
sick.
Drinking.
I will not support your water bottle anymore.
See what lipstick is? It seems like flypaper to germs.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Like when you walk through, like you put lipstick on something and then you walk through a room with it, any like germ or fecal matter
like a
particle in the air is sticking to that.
It's right. Sticking right to it.
Fecal matter lips. Oh, my God.
What a nickname. Hey, fecal matter lips.
Fecal, fecal matter lips.
Fecal matter lips.
Jay,
fecal matter lips.
We want to test your water bottle.
My name, too.
Ginger lips.
Jacob, fecal matter lips.
How old is that bottle that you have in there with you now?
A couple years.
Maybe. A couple years.
1989.
I washed it.
They are reusable. That's the point, right? It's, like you're supposed to use it again and again.
When's the last time you washed it?
Yeah, do you wash it every day?
I'll put it in the dishwasher maybe once a week. I rinse it.
Okay.
Rinse is not wash.
You're just distributing
the
fecal matter.
It is water. I will begin now after learning this?
All right, let me.
I wash it on a daily basis.
I know you have dogs. Are you like taking that out to the dog park with you?
No.
Okay. I don't know.
I bring
That's
it.
How she scoops up the poop.
Right.
Just use the bottom of this.
They are small dogs.
I'll just rinse it out when I get home.
Right.
Can we test the bottle?
Go for it. You can test my bottle.
Wow.
Now we just got to find someone who knows how to do that.
Yeah, we got to wait like 6 weeks so she forgets about it.
Oh, okay.
Because now
she'll be washing it often.
In fact, I'm going to go out and buy a new water bottle tomorrow now.
I would love to just put a black light on that.
Yeah.
Can we get a cop over here with that?
You don't want to put that in my room either.
Hey, you know, it's good to get some exposure to germs because then you build up your resistance.
Your tolerance, yes.
I very rarely get sick. Maybe it's working for me.
All right, so you got like a sewage system in there.
I know a guy, and he's a dear friend, and he owns a septic company.
Yes.
And, you know, they drain septic tanks.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
This bothers me so much.
And he never gets sick,
poo suckers, yeah.
No gloves.
No.
Okay.
No gloves.
And then he'll have his lunch.
No.
And not wash his hands.
Not meatloaf and sausage, is it?
He would not wash his hands.
Oh, no.
Someone called him out on it.
No.
And he said, hey, I'm never sick.
But now we are.
Built my immune system.
But now we are.
So Ruth hasn't been sick in a while,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, I heard COVID went in and died.
It did. I very rarely get sick.
Well. Okay.
Maybe it's the Vicks on the feet. Maybe it's the germy water bottle. I don't know.
Right. There was that incident yesterday. You said your belly was having issues.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's the weirdest thing she does. It starts to make a sound, and then all of a sudden you just hear... Yeah, I look up, she's smacking her body.
No, this will make a different, different sound.
I do that when I got to knock a fart out. Yeah. You do that when you got like...
Funny you should mention that.
Why?
Hey, everybody drains. There's some drainage going on every now and then. I've heard it from every single one of you. So.
Yeah.
Dude, you need that like hazmat kit with to go get it, like put it in, drop it in the bag.
Yeah, you need that.
What would be the grossest thing
here? She's gonna try wiping it off now. She's gonna.
Yeah, touch it.
I'm taking it. I'm doubling down.
Oh,
she's taking it.
Look at that.
She's chug. There was like a stadium of germs that just was a wee.
So how is your fecal chino?
We've been chosen.
It's a fecal chino.
Yeah, poo cocktail.
I'd like a grande fecal chino. Right.
she needs a vente.
A little heavy on the soy. Right.
Chaz and AJ.
Hi, I'm calling about the current conversation.
I like how you won't even say what it is.
I don't even know how to categorize it.
That's
it's
good.
Just whatever you're talking about right now.
So what you got?
I work on reverse RVMs, which are bottle returns.
Okay.
Oh.
There is really nothing grosser when it comes to germs.
Right. It's festering with germs. It's like germapalooza.
We're talking cans, bottles, backwash.
Yep.
Beer, soda.
If they fell on that bottle in the shower.
You know what? It was a little bit worse than that. Bottom of my garbage can.
Oh, yeah.
Last week.
Oh, yeah.
So Jennifer threw out some chicken.
Oh, nothing worse than that.
Yeah. And it baked out in the sun.
Oh.
Raw chicken?
Raw chicken.
Raw chicken is
did you see live,
absolutely the worst.
Live rice all of a sudden?
Hey, yeah. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Live rice is the worst.
So they dump it. It goes up and then back fast.
Yeah, and always use a little piece.
And like swishing.
The piece is left, but the juices remain.
Yes.
Ooh.
Raw chicken.
It looks like.
Ooh.
I put my head over the top of the can. And I'm like, what's growing?
Good heavens.
Here.
Right.
I believe this is going to grow into some kind of a monster that's going to take over the planet.
Hey.
If I don't dump some bleach in here.
Or you're going to see a really jacked raccoon.
or Ruth's water bottle was at the bottom of it.
A raccoon that gets mad and turns green like nine times its size.
Ryan and Milford.
So I drive to people's homes to fix stuff, so I'm in a truck for a good amount of the day. Now, the truck itself, I keep clean. But I have a urine bottle because I don't like to stop.
Oh, pee bottles?
Okay. All right. Here we go. Right, this is good.
I crack open the back doors when I need to go, and I step in and I close it so it looks like I'm grabbing something.
Yep,
but
you are.
You are.
It's a kind of tool, but yeah.
It is.
Grabbing my tools.
Right. I got to use my monkey wrench.
Well, no, so it gets better because I don't dump it when I'm done. I dump it when it's full. It's an old Tide bottle.
A Tide bottle?
A laundry detergent bottle.
Wow.
But so when I go to a customer's house, he's really rude, and I dump it all over their lawn.
No!
Is what they
now
say.
Now it's super green in that spot.
Right. And then their kid runs barefoot through it.
He thinks he's hurting them, but like their lawn's like, this is amazing.
Why did my feet smell like tinkle?
I'd like to see if anyone can beat that.
I don't think they can.
Good for you.
Yeah,
I appreciate you calling.
Well, it's a guy who poos in a bucket.
Wow, that's a lot of pee to have traveling with you all the time.
Right. You got to make sure that lid is secured.
Yeah, but it's in a Tide bottle, so it looks like soap.
That's a good idea. It does look good, yes.
Right, but you know, it's like driving with nitroglycerin. You're one accident away from just smelling like there's a dead skunk in there.
I found a bottle of Gatorade in the back of your van.
It's a little warm.
No, what if someone went in there and said, oh, I'm stealing his detergent?
Right.
Oh, well, I guess that would be good for them.
It's going to deter crime.
Joke's on you.
Yeah, joke's on you is right.
Yes, it is.
All right, thank you, Ryan.
So I'll see his story and beat his story.
Uh-oh.
We're at a comedy show.
Uh-oh.
We were at, like, some VFW, like, 10 years ago. Somebody's on stage. I'm ready to go on. It's like, I got, like, 5 minutes to showtime. I'm trapped backstage. I can't go anywhere. My stomach's like, bloop. I'm like, oh,
no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
So there's a closet back there. Most VFW kind of things have. And I go in, there's all like Christmas ornaments, just all the same stuff. There's a Home Depot bucket. And I'm like, all right, I got to go because there's no time. There was a garbage bag. I was like, oh, perfect. Put the garbage bag in the Home Depot bucket.
Right.
Drop trowel.
The field toilet.
Boom.
Yes.
Yeah, did my thing.
You went duty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I grabbed like wrapping paper. Right, whatever.
There's no bathroom?
I couldn't get out in time.
Right.
It was just about to end. I was going to have to go on. There's no way I could have made it. It was either do that or we'd have to hold up the show and make a whole scene and, like, I'm going to walk by the crowd and be like, yeah, I'm going to go take a dump. I'll be right back. Everybody just talks amongst yourselves.
That's a commitment to your performance.
Like, yes. So I had a first, my opening performance in the back. Boom, do my thing. Wipe up. Okay, good. And I'm sure there's
fecal matter
everywhere. Paper, whatever was there. I had, like, I think the wrapping paper is what I used.
Right.
And
but he rolled it back up again.
I rolled it back up. I'm not a jerk. I tie the thing,
small
right?
Angel that you hang from the Christmas tree.
There's a pipe going there.
Use
so
the
I
wings.
Tie up the bag. This is the best part. I put it, and I go, okay, and I put it on the shelf, on the top shelf, and I said, I got to remember when we leave,
I'll just grab it.
Don't let me forget. I got the bag. It was like in Jersey or somewhere. We're like halfway home, but all of a sudden I went, guys, I never took the bag. I never took the bag.
I can't remember
right?
This.
Yeah, you were there. And I'm like, oh, no, it's all and all their Christmas ornaments are in bags. So I'm like, oh, man, it was like July. So at least it'll be like, I'm sure somebody's going
to
open it and go, what kind of ornament is this? What is this? Is that a little manger?
What did you hang on the tree?
Is that a nativity?
I was in the bag.
I felt so bad.
That's probably one of the camels.
One of the camels melted.
is that a horse?
Silver bells.